Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hi, my name's Chris and I'm an alcoholic. And my question is, what are we deciding to do when we take step three? When I got to step three in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I felt that I had really come to some understanding of what a higher power was. And it was my concept which really made it easy for me. I'd been trying to manage my life and manage my drinking and manage my children and manage my marriage and my workplace, and I just kept failing. And by the end of my drinking, I'd lost all that. I couldn't look after my children because I was drinking too much. I couldn't work to the capacity that I was capable of, and relationships were falling apart. And this was all due to my drinking. Drinking was never a solution for me. In fact, it always made problems worse. And all I wanted to do was find a solution to my alcoholism. And I made that, I admitted that I was an alcoholic and that my life was unmanageable. And I could see that there was hope. And that's what I got in step two, coming to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity in regards to alcohol. And then when I got to step three, I thought, of course I do. Of course I'm willing to hand my will and my life over to a God of my understanding. And I really hesitated. It's just like, well, if I do that, what's going to be left? I don't know what that means. And I'd never done it before. I'd never made a decision like this before. And what convinced me was the guilt and remorse that I was feeling. I'd done everything that AA suggested I do. I did 90 meetings in 90 days. I got a home group. I was happy about being sober. And I got a sponsor. And I was talking to lots of people. But then once I got to those 90 days, it just wasn't enough. And all this stuff from the past was starting to hit my heart really hard, and it was weighing me down. And it was that point of desperation again, I suppose, when I made that decision to go on with the rest of the program. And to me, that was that third step decision, that complete surrender, and because I wanted to stay sober. And I was willing to go to any lengths. And if that meant that I had to surrender to something that I really didn't understand, but I was really willing to put the action in, and that led me into step four. So to me, the third step was a decision to go on with this spiritual program. And I just jumped. You know, it's like that. You get to the edge of the cliff and you don't know what's going to happen. And I jumped. And something held me. And I was able to stay sober and go on with the rest of the program. So it's a leap of faith. And it's worked for me. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Q podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.